This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, January 21st, God's word for you today is toughen up. Our scripture reading is taken from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, and it says, if you fail, fall apart, fall to pieces under pressure. In a crisis, your strength is too small. You weren't very strong to begin with. There wasn't much to you in the first place. Fitness impacts directly on your destiny. Therefore, get up and work out. Get fit for yourself, your spouse, your children, and for your destiny. You owe it to yourself, your life, and to your God to be fit. Your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit. It houses your mind and your spirit, so that when stress comes, when life throws things at you, you can handle it. You may take a beating, but you will come out strong. There is something known as a stress test in material science, which helps determine the elastic limit of an item. For example, an elastic rubber band has a limit that it cannot stretch beyond. If it is stretched to that limit only, the rubber band can go back to its original form. However, if it is stretched beyond that limit, it will snap. In certain other materials, when they are stretched beyond their limit, they become deformed. Such materials never return to their original state. Paul, speaking to the leaders in Acts chapter 20, verse 28, says, therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. You need to take heed to yourself first, then to the destiny that God has committed into your hands. Your body, soul, and spirit must be able to carry the weight of being stretched. The elastic limits, they say, is the maximum extent to which a material object may be stretched without permanent alteration of size or shape. The more fit you are, the greater your elasticity, and so it takes a whole lot more to actually break you. In fact, you become unbreakable in the sense that there is nothing that is thrown at you that will make you get to that elastic limit, the breaking point. I believe God for that for you in Jesus' mighty name. And it is because the word of God says in Proverbs chapter 24, verse 10, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. If the day when you are being stretched, you snap and you say, everybody can snap. Everybody has an elastic limit. No, your elastic limit, your strength is small. That is what the Bible is saying. Your strength, your fitness is little. Some people snap mentally. When a friend of mine was at MIT, it was so hot that he was acing all the engineering courses. But at some point, his mind snapped and he lost 20 years of his life. He did not know what was happening to him for 20 years. God has restored his mind. Praise God. He went back to school and still made a first class after losing 20 years. Let us pray. Father, in your kindness, restore every area of my life that has fractured under pressure, and increase my strength. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.